For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Thursday morning. Good morning. Appreciate all the comments out there. We just had another brother let us know that he's been listening. He was listening to Prayer and Praise Day, and I just appreciate that brother telling me that he really got edified and built up and learned a lot by Prayer and Praise Day. So appreciate that very much. Thank you, Jesus. It's all him. He downloads us. We study. We abide in him. We start to conform to his image, don't we? Well, I began all week talking about abiding, gave two benefits yesterday. Here's another one from abiding in Christ. Abide to remain, to live in, to dwell in, to live in God. When you're abiding, God rewards you by supernaturally multiplying your efforts. Now, I love this because I have been, one of my hardest things I've had to learn to do is to rest and trust and not be this worker bee trying to do things in my own flesh. Abiding helps accomplish more for God because I'm in tune with his directives than when he says, hey, Peter, put the net out, get ready for a big haul. Even though I may have labored all night on my own, man, by abiding, he gives me a word. Whew, and if I obey it, it's a multiplied harvest on my efforts because it came from him. It's supernatural, not just my natural. Abiding gives me rest. This was what I was going through in January, February, March of 2013. I didn't know it, but God was pulling me away to get me to rest a little more. He said, you got to get strengthened, pruned a little bit. Come on, you need a little sharpening before you continue out into more of 2013. I kicked and screamed a little bit. I like my ducks in a row. I like being able to know what's ahead of me. And he was just like, you better learn to trust me more and quit worrying about your ducks being in a row, Anna. I mean, I'm making light of it on radio, but it's been a little season for me. But now, after being forced to abide, now I'm all excited. I got this renewed strength, renewed like the eagle. Come on now, Isaiah 40:31. Those scriptures are all true, my brethren. We don't just memorize them and nod our head and clap. By abiding and resting and taking some time with God, I'm renewed like the eagle, man. I'm ready to go. And it was all God's doing, getting me to abide in him. Well, one more great benefit of abiding, and I'll continue it tomorrow. Abiding carries with it a promise of answered prayer. John 15:7-8. If, that's a big word, two letters, huge word. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Answered prayer is an area of fruit bearing. And brethren, I've been sharing in all my meetings, because God's been impressing it upon me. Please know the Father loves it when you get an answer to prayer. In fact, Saturday, God gave me a word, and he said, come boldly. The Father loves it when you come to the throne boldly to give you the grace and the help right when you need it. Anyway, more tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.